Red Cross Media Officer Anna Nelson has just returned from a visit to Pakistan's northwest frontier province.
This region gives remote a whole new meaning.
One place she went to was the Kagan Valley. Anna Nelson tells VOA the area is so remote that help did not arrive until mid-December, 2 months after the earthquake hit.
It sits in a bit of a bowl, and it's surrounded by snow-capped mountains. There's still snow on those mountains. And then the soil is waterlogged, and the earthquake made the ground very unstable. And so you'll get these rock slides that can come down and close off the only road for 4 to 5 weeks. And that's been the case now for the past 4 to 5 weeks. And when I was there, there were aftershocks that could still be felt.
Nelson says the difficulties of getting corrugated iron sheeting and other materials needed to rebuild shelters to remote areas such as this are mind-boggling. Fortunately, the people living there are very hardy and resilient. She says they often walk impossibly long distances up steep, narrow mountain roads carrying heavy loads on their backs. She says people are looking forward to getting back to their normal lives. She says they want seeds so they can plant a crop this year. She says they are looking forward to their children going back to school next week.
There's a lot of support that also needs to be given. The children are apparently afraid to be indoors because of the ongoing aftershocks. So there's a lot of support that's needed there. One of the things that they were telling me is that they are in desperate need of medical staff, of life-saving drugs. They see a lot of problems like dehydration, respiratory problems, scabies in children.
The Pakistani government is offering a compensation package of about $2,000 to $3,000 to earthquake victims. But Red Cross Regional Officer for Pakistan, Christine South, says not everyone will be able to get the money.
If there are female-headed households, they may not be able to access the compensation package if they do not have a male member of the family to access. And there may be other vulnerable groups that cannot easily access, and that's where Red Cross, Red Crescent want to be there to provide support to those vulnerable families as needed.
The earthquake killed more than 73,000 people and left more than 3.5 million homeless. During the next 3 years, the Red Cross says it plans to help 1 million victims to rebuild their lives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.